You loyal-hearted Englishmen, cheer up your spirits once again. From heaven blessings do pour down, that do great James with honored crowned, as if he were on purpose sent to fill the English nation with content, to fill the English nation with content. See how the drums and trumpets go in rank and order in their row, to grace this great and glorious sight, which may to us bring such delight, that with one voice we all may sing, God bless and ever prosper England's King. God bless and ever prosper England's King. Mind how the hearts of people are filled with comforts everywhere, while every tongue doth plain express the nation's joys and happiness. Great James the Second, may thy name fly everywhere on lofty wings of fame, fly everywhere on lofty wings of fame. Now, subjects all, where'er you be, sound forth your love and loyalty, and let all other nations know, none to their king more duty owe. The world shall never me convince, true subjects ever had a braver prince, true subjects ever had a braver prince. Great dukes and lords will present be to grace this great solemnity, with lords and barons of the land, as plainly I do understand. Now far and near they flock amain to see great James and his most noble train, to see great James and his most noble train. Long live great James, thy subjects' joy, that nothing may thy bless annoy, and let thy subjects under thee be crowned with prosperity, that none in all thy happy reign may have a reason to complain, may have a reason to complain. That from thy royal loins they may such branches spring that always may be blossoms of the Stuart's name, whose ancestors long lived in fame, and dying left such names behind as you in ancient records scarce can find, as you in ancient records scarce can find. Then God preserve our sovereign King, that he to us may comfort bring. Preserve and keep him from his foes, and all that would our prince oppose, that he may flourish still in peace, and every minute may his friends increase. And every minute may his friends increase. So may our nation happy be, and flourish in prosperity. A gracious king and subjects true, their joys and comforts may renew, and blossom like the spreading tree, that never with cold or frost may blasted be, that never with cold or frost may blasted be. Now to conclude, brave English boys, see the completing of your joys. Show your allegiance to your king, and that will our contentment bring. He that his prince doth disobey, his joys will wither quickly and decay. His joys will wither quickly and decay.